Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, I've received something here in the mail for some sort of loan.
Okay.
$250,000 for my business.
Okay, and you're the business owner, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what is the 16-digit reservation number on your letter?
Let me get to a more quiet area here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2311, 3101, 0046, 9682.
Okay, just one moment, please. And that would be North Star Airspace Corporation?
That's correct.
And your name, please?
Roger.
Okay, so you are the owner of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
And just
I do have a problem, though.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Okay, the problem is, in this application, they are asking for my Social Security number, date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very difficult to do through the mail or, quite frankly, to an outfit that I'm not, who I have no awareness of.
You can look at our website, you can read about us, and we are getting thousands of applications every day. You send them via email, and our system is very secure.
Okay. Let me find out more about you, okay?
Okay, and anyway, in case you want to apply for this loan, you will need to send us your 6 most recent bank statements and 1 year business tax return. Application
okay.
is not everything what we need. So you will need to
send
us all this information.
But having my Social Security number and date of birth is a little scary these days.
Okay, you know what? You have a choice. You can send it without, and you can give it to me over the phone if you're sending it to me. You can give the Social Security number over the phone to make sure that it's not, you know, sent over the electronic mail. That can work, too.
All right. Can you tell me what your lending rate is?
Okay. We have, first of all, I need to know a little bit more about your business. Couple more questions before I can see where we can qualify you and what you need. So what is your company doing with your line of business?
We are manufacturing aircraft mainframes and some precision parts for the F-18,
uh-huh.
UH-60 Blackhawk,
okay.
F-15.
Wow. I see. And your company is a corporation or LLC or what kind
it's
of corporation? It's S-Corporation?
Subchapter S, yes.
Okay. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately at least?
Gross, somewhere around
$600,000. Okay. What do you need funds for right now? Are you buying more equipment?
More equipment, yes.
Equipment, okay.
Yes.
For equipment, okay. What kind of equipment you're buying?
This would be machinery.
Machinery, and you know what the price of it, how much money you will need for it, approximately?
More than $250,000, but this will help me get something.
Okay. Did you finance equipment before?
Have I financed equipment before? Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
It's all paid off now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So our financing is up to 5 years. It starts in a single digit and about, I would say, between 3% and 5% at the start. We finance equipment.
How much is that again? Between what?
Between 3% to 5%. 3% to 5%.
Okay. Now let me explain something.
Yeah.
Let me explain another thing.
Okay.
We have a project going on. in a foreign country. Would that affect anything?
So where the equipment will be delivered?
I'm sorry, what?
Where vendor are going to deliver the equipment? Where? In the foreign country or here?
Where is the money going to be used? Here?
No.
What? Oh, okay.
The equipment, this machinery, is going to be delivered by vendor, right?
Some here, some in the Republic of Georgia.
In a former Soviet Union Republic of Georgia,
I assume? That's correct.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure if it's going to be a problem. I would think it won't be a problem, but I would have to see. We sometimes have cases when we pay for equipment to somebody outside the country, but the delivery outside the country. What is the price for machinery which will be delivered outside the country? Is it more than $50,000 per piece?
Oh, yes.
More than $50,000 per piece. Do you have your representatives over there?
Yes. I have
somebody
a business over there also.
Okay. Somebody who can make a picture and send it here, right?
We're building a facility over there.
Yeah, but you will be able to make a picture when it will be delivered and send it to us, right? Somebody, at least, can make a picture.
It depends on
the delivered.
This is working capital, okay? Which means it would be going to North Star Aerospace. Okay? This is how I understand it. This is how I would like it.
Okay. Now let me explain. In the process
of building a business over there, I'd be making investments over there through North Star Aerospace.
I understand.
In other words, basically, it's to North Star Aerospace for equipment.
Okay, let me explain to you. For a working capital, which is unsecured loan, we can give you maximum probably like $60,000 because it's usually 10 to 15% of your gross annual sale.
Okay, but how about a secured loan?
Okay, secured loan, secured by equipment, we can give you much more.
How about secured by property or real estate?
Is it paid off property?
Yep.
Okay. Usually,
I just don't want to sell it at this time.
I understand, and it's paid off.
It's worth $600,000.
Yeah, usually you can get about 50% of it.
Okay, that brings it into the range then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we can see the easiest way would be to finance it as equipment. Then you have up to 5 years to pay it back, and the rates are really, really good. If it's a working capital, it's a more risky loan. It's not secure. But if it's secured by your real estate, it's usually up to 3 years, 36
mm-hmm.
months it's maximum. Okay? The best thing would be for me to send you an email with application. I will send you both applications for working capital and for equipment. And with a list of documents, what we need from you for equipment loan and for working capital loan. And when you will send the documents in, I can talk to my credit department and see what would be the best way to structure your loan.
Okay.
And then we can tell you exactly what we can do for you, okay? Because it might be okay if it's delivered in Georgia. I'm not sure just how it will be handled as a collateral, you know, because
the collateral is here. Collateral is here.
No, if
I own property there too.
I understand. But if equipment is a collateral, if we use equipment as a collateral, then it's...
No, we're not using equipment as a collateral.
Okay, you don't want an equipment loan.
I don't want the equipment to be used as collateral. I would rather collateralize something else, indemnify it through property or real estate.
I see. Okay. Then you need just to send us the description of the property or title on the property or something about this property so we would see what you're using as a collateral. What kind of a property is it? Is it...
It's commercial industrial.
Commercial or is it commercial industrial? Okay. I will send you the email and... when you will get my email, just send me the documents, and then we will see what we can do. What would be
okay.
The best way to structure it? Okay. So, but you definitely don't want to use equipment as a collateral, which is the easiest way to finance equipment usually.
Well,
not
equipment can include a crane, which we need. We need a crane, truck, so on and so forth.
No problem. That's no problem for us to finance all this. Any equipment you need, and special equipment which stays here in this country, that's not a problem. Equipment which
it's
goes
not
to
here
Georgia,
in this country. It's over there.
Yeah, but you said some of it here, some of it there, or all of it there.
Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah. But
yeah, but in other words, we're not going to be purchasing all the equipment at the same time. It's almost like a line of credit. As we need it, we'd like to use it.
In this case, probably the best way would be the working capital. Or the working capital against your property, maybe.
Well,
we can
send me whatever you got.
Money. Okay. So just send me the documents, and we will see what would be the best way to do it, okay? I'll get you. It takes only like 48 hours. We'll get you the offer, what kind of loan we can get you. Okay?
Okay. documents to include?
What kind of documents we would need? We would need your 6 most recent bank statements. 6 months bank statements, full bank statements, and 1 year business tax return. Do you have 2015 already? Or
I believe
if you
so,
didn't
yeah.
file to okay. If you didn't
no, it's I believe it's filed, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I will send you an email. Oh, you didn't give me your email address.
So
right.
What is your email? Yeah, what is your email?
Hello?
You ready to copy?
Yeah.
All right. Moonshot2, MOONSHOT, the number 2, at optimum.net.
Optimum, M-U-M?
Optimum.net.
Okay, my name is Lena. I will send you this email shortly, and as soon as you will send me the documents, we will proceed on these documents. And my extension here, just in case, is 3-3-6-4-4.
Wait a minute. Stand by. Your name is Lena?
Yes. And my extension is 3-3-6-4-4.
3-3-6-4-4. The connection is not that good.
Oh, I'm sorry. 3-3-6-4-4.
Right. And you will have my direct number and everything in the email. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.